AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with my colleagues Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We begin in Bolivia. The mystery of Bolivia turns on coup or not coup. I read from the Reuters report, not to influence the decision-making here, because it reads in a fashion that is unusual. Bolivia's President Arce finds new strength after seeing off military coup, is one headline. But then you go to another headline, surprising, and you find with the coup, there are doubts about whether it had happened at all. In fact, they generally use the word attempted. Bolivia president denies prior intelligence of coup planning. I could go on because for the last several days, the headlines have gone back and forth, giving President Arce credit for fending off the coup or questioning whether there was a coup and whether President Arce had anticipated this as a boost for his popularity. Joseph, I come to you on this matter because I could go back and forth endlessly. The man who is said to have led the coup, we see him being paraded in front of the cameras with a bulletproof vest on. We're now told that he'll be incarcerated at least for 6 months. We see large vehicles, armored vehicles, rushing around La Paz, crowds standing around, men with long guns, as if the palace is about to be attacked. Can you help me, Joseph, sort this out? Was there a coup? Was there not? And what are the motivations here? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So this made quite a headline on last Thursday, and it's not every day that Bolivia makes international headlines, and so it caught the world's attention because people saw an armored vehicle basically storming a plaza next to the presidential palace in La Paz. Now, the theatrics aside, obviously there was a military movement in the capital that looked like it was trying to unseat the government. But the reality, and this really only took a few hours to resolve, the reality was this looked to be what in Latin America, in Spanish, they call an autogolpe. Golpe means coup, autogolpe means self, so like a self-coup, meaning that the government itself, the president of Bolivia, ordered the general to essentially create this facade of a coup so that he can distract from the economic situation and his declining popularity, which we could talk about in a second, and give him some popularity points, some victimization among the Bolivian people. At least that's the accusation that's levied by the general. The general himself came out hours after the coup kind of was already done, and he basically said to the media, the president ordered me to do this. He asked me to do this. He actually went into details about how many vehicles they were talking about using and how they wanted to do the theatrics. And now Evo Morales, the former president, has chimed in, and he's also blaming the president of orchestrating a charade, a fake coup in La Paz. Now, let me give you some context on this, John. First of all, the general in question, the general that was so-called leading this coup, right? His name is Juan José Zúñiga. That's a general that, A, is very well known to law enforcement authorities because he's known, or at least he's accused, alleged, of being involved with the narco flights to Venezuela. He's a general that's in charge of bringing cocaine from Bolivia to Venezuela. Two, he's a general that traveled to Iran last year to work out that MOU, that defense agreement that Bolivia and Iran signed recently, and specifically working out the details of that. And three, he's a general that when he was a colonel years ago was served 6 days in prison because he was caught embezzling money from the military coffers. And in fact, the way he got out of prison was because of Evo Morales himself. So what I'm doing is I'm painting the picture of an individual that's corrupt, that's involved in all kinds of narco-terrorism, Guterres deals that highly unlikely that he was going to rebel against the ruling power. What I do think happened in Bolivia was I think that the Bolivia was the government, Evo, all these people, they're trying to set the conditions for further conflict in the future because they know it's coming based on the economic situation. And let me unpack that very, very quickly. Bolivia is on the brink of economic collapse, beyond an economic recession. They're already in a recession now. They have no foreign reserves. For a landlocked country, they can't pay for imports. Their credit rating is down to the floor. They have a triple C credit rating, so they can't get loans. And the result of that is they have a shortage of everything, a shortage of water, a shortage of food, a shortage of electricity, a shortage of U.S. dollars. And so the country's in chaos. I predict next year, Bolivia will be the new Venezuela for South America. You're going to see a mass exodus of Bolivian migrants. You're going to see a huge humanitarian challenge. And so Evo Morales, President Luis Arce, they all know this. So what they're doing is creating those conditions, manipulating the circumstances to be able to victimize themselves before this crisis that they caused. Not to mention that next year there's an election in Bolivia. So I'm sure that Evo Morales is going to want to come back into power. So long story short, John, this was a fake coup organized by the government itself to get some victimization points with the international community, but more importantly, to set conditions for further conflict that's probably going to happen in 2025 or maybe even late 2024 because Bolivia's economy is collapsing.
I remember, Joseph, Evo Morales is not a man who just works Bolivia. He works the region. He's a red-tailed hawk floating above the Andes in many countries, not just Bolivia. How does he gain from this? You said he's interested in returning to the presidency, but he's very much a godfather of narco-terrorism, isn't he?
Oh, he is. I mean, he's still powerful. You could argue he's the one running Bolivia, the country right now. The president's really just a puppet. He's very weak. He's even weaker now after he did this fake coup. But right now he's constitutionally barred from becoming president because he resigned. He already held multiple terms of office. He could be trying to figure out a way to legally, constitutionally remove that bar. And part of that would have to do get public opinion on his side, basically get the entire Bolivian people to say the current president's a joke. We need to bring Evo Morales back, when in reality, the current president's probably a puppet of Evo Morales. But you're right, John. Evo Morales is much more powerful because he has regional and extra-regional connections. In the region, his main ally is Venezuela. And actually, 2 weeks before this so-called coup inside Bolivia, a bunch of Venezuelan military, at least 80 Venezuelan soldiers, arrived in La Paz, so supposedly for a course or a conference. But there's a lot of questions being asked what these Venezuelan military were coming weeks before this whole thing happened. And another data point was 2 weeks before, while these Venezuelan soldiers were coming to La Paz, the Bolivian president, Luis Arce, traveled to St. Petersburg to Russia to hold a meeting with Vladimir Putin. And there's a lot of speculation now that Russia is going to figure out a way to somehow bail out Bolivia from partially from this economic situation. Now, we know Russia's in a war and they have very little funds themselves and they're heavily sanctioned. But Russia's using their geopolitical leverage to be able to get in more access inside certain countries. And Bolivia, I think, is at one of the top of the list in Latin America. So Evo Morales is connected to all this. He's connected to Russia. He's connected to Iran, China. He's connected to Venezuela. Makes him a very powerful man in Bolivia. And I believe that he's using that power right now to destabilize the country.
Have the Russians, either mercenaries or diplomats, been seen in La Paz in unusual number? Any presence of Chinese as well?
Not in terms, I haven't heard anything in terms of the volume of their diplomats or their spies in the embassies. But we do know that their economic activities is quite aggressive. I mean, one of the things that Bolivia has economically, one of its main resources is lithium. They're one of the capitals of lithium in the world, part of that famous lithium triangle in South America. And Russia, along with China, are the lead concessions for the lithium deposits inside the country. And they got this out competing against other countries because they were able to sway political favors and get kickbacks to the regime leaders. The other thing that Russia's involved in, and this is very important, John, is they're financing and managing Bolivia's nuclear program. Bolivia is probably the latest country in Latin America to have an active nuclear program. It'll have a heavy water nuclear reactor online in 2025. And that's courtesy both of Russia, who's been financing and managing it, but also of Iran, who actually gave Bolivia the idea to create a nuclear program in the first place. So of these authoritarian countries in Latin America, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Bolivia makes a little bit more worrisome because it's the only one that has an active nuclear program.
Joseph Omar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, commenting on the self-coup in Bolivia. I'm John Battle.